Again, I'm sorry we're moving a little bit away from our usual protocol, but we're kind of in a little bit of desperate time pressure. Is that what they call it? So I did want to say something about this topic. We started the other day, I think the Kavim HaKlaliim, you might say, we have hinted at, but I wanted to flesh it out a little bit more. And I really want to start and do Arev tomorrow. So Arev and Eved Kanani and whatever we can do. Again, Adam Chashev, we're pretty much done. There's always little things to add, but we're trying to resist the temptation, I guess. But mostly Arev and Eved Kanani we've also done, but we'll just add some issues on that. So today I wanted to speak very quickly about the issue of Kohen HaMisayeya. Also because I think it's a good example, most things are, I guess, of this type of issue, both in terms of how to, deal with the sources, but especially, I guess, the bigger possibilities kind of highlight different perspectives. That are relevant to these kinds of issues. Okay, so we know that didn't...
What does it mean by these kinds of issues?
Kohen HaMisayeya is it's a Zroim topic in a way, but one which has very little, kind of information is what I mean. Very little, very few makoros, very little has been spoken about. And it kind of touches on, it's not only a Zroim topic, right? It's a, Kohuna, Levia, Matanos topic. And I think, it's a good example how, number one of the, some of the, perspectives, but also how it can all turn on a makar, word, et cetera. That's what I mean by that. It's always good to ask, by the way. I appreciate it. Okay. So the question comes up here, as we know, in our sugya in terms of Matano Menas L'Hachzir. We already read that part yesterday, right? And there are two things worth noting. Number one, that the Gemara says that Matano Menas L'Hachzir in Trumos works, but is a problem of Nirek Kohen HaMisayeya V'Beis HaGranos. And as we already noted, originally the Gemara thought that Matano Menas L'Hachzir only applied to Truma. And that's when the Gemara made the comment about it being Kohen HaMisayeya, the Beis HaGranos. When the Gemara turned around and came to the conclusion that Matana Menas L'Hachzir is the rule, not the exception, and that, therefore Trumos is not, alone, lonely, on the list, there's nothing unique or singular about it, in that respect. So then the question arises, so what about, this attendant, issue of Kohen HaMisayeya V'Beis HaGranos? So again, obviously it doesn't apply, to certain things. It doesn't apply to the Dalet Minim. It doesn't apply to, Mekach HaMemkar, obviously. But it is an interesting question to raise. That's part of what we mean by these kind of issues too, right? Meaning it's a good example of how, how this comes about when you reconstruct it. It's always interesting to reconstruct, both because it can illuminate our understanding of the sources and the concepts, but it's also, again, methodologically, which is also part of what I meant here as well. When you reconstruct, you can, use the same approach to other things. So here's a great example where there's a gap in the Gemara, and the Gemara does only say Misayeya V'Beis HaGranos with regard to Truma, but as some of you pointed out yesterday, totally correctly, when it says that, there's a good reason for it. And then the question is, in the transition, when the Gemara changes its mind, do we get Kohen HaMisayeya V'Beis HaGranos wherever, it applies? Again, it's not going to apply in Mekach HaMemkar, and it's not going to apply, in Kiddushin, even if Kiddushin would work Daraisa, and it's not going to apply in Sukkah. But, in things where it's shayach, at least, where there's some sort of a competition, right, or question who's going to be the recipient, Will we get that automatically or not? So that's an interesting, that's how this comes about. And we have Tosis and Bechoros, you know, very self-confidently, you know, just saying it without even thinking that they need to prove, like, where they get that from. So presumably they understood that in the, you know, that Matanam al-Sahaksir is Kohen HaMaseya Bebeis HaGranos, where it applies. That's A, and that's an easy one, because that the Gemara says. But B, that Kohen HaMaseya Bebeis HaGranos, there's nothing unique about it in Truma. It'll apply in any situation where, you know, we're dealing with a kind of, you know, Matnus Kahuna or Levi, or maybe just any kind of case where there's a decision being made, who's the recipient, and it's in the hands of the Nosein, and we're talking about some sort of category where there's a Nesina and a Kabbalah, or a Mitzvah of Nesina or Kabbalah, then why not just apply it reflexively? And then, you know, the fact that Tosfos and Bechoros said that without, you know, fleshing it out, but this is clearly what went through their minds. So the Ketzav Mishnah, you know, bought into that. And again, I don't mean that in any... I'm just trying to describe the fact that he found it compelling, and he, you know, assumed that to be the default. I'm not implying that, like, he, you know, he was, you know, that he was fooled by it, Chalila. That's how he understood to be, you know, the logic of Balei Tosfos, and that should be the default view. Ad kedei kach, that he asks, you know, why the Rambam, you know, omitted it. And the way he asks it, you know, makes it sound as if, and this is the only part where you can, you know, question Kesed Mishnah. It's a fine and good question, but the language and the question itself, you know, without any kind of an answer, implies that, you know, there is no other, you know, conclusion to be reached, and that this is practically, or is, an explicit, sounds like the Kesed Mishnah thinks this is an explicit Gemara. And the fact is that it's not, because the Gemara only turns around on Matanam and Asla Haksir. It says nothing about the scope of Kohen HaMaseya Beis HaGranos. But, to be fair, that really does belong to a different sugya, and therefore it's interesting to open up and to see what the earlier Makoros tell us about the Hekef of the din of Kohen HaMaseya Beis HaGranos. And, of course, these become a basis, right, for us to try to understand the nature of this halakha, not just the details. So in terms of details, we'd be very interested to know, is it Daraisa or Drabanan? Something which is hard to figure out. Many people think it's a Din Drabanan, but probably a Din Drabanan, you know, that in its details are Drabanan, but that certainly flow from a Daraisa. Some of the Mfarshim think that this is itself a Daraisa. Eli mentioned to me the Ridvaz yesterday, right, in the Yerushalmi. But there are other Mepharshim, also earlier Mepharshim in the Yerushalmi, that say this as well. It definitely sounds in the Gemara like you could think that this is Daraisa. They're quoting Psukim. Again, Asmachtas, or is it because, again, it's this in-between status of the Yesod being Daraisa, but this being a Drabanan application? Very hard to know, but that's one question we'd want to know. Is it Daraisa? Obviously, if it's Daraisa, even if it's Drabanan in its details, but it's, you know, it's based on or an extension of a Daraisa, that's obviously very important. Two, we'd want to know, you know, what does this apply to? So as far as that is concerned, we have the Sugya and Bechoros. We'll read each one just in a minute, which seems to apply it to Kohanim, Leviim, and Aniim, meaning that it applies, you know, to Trumos, at least, maybe other Matnos Kuhuna as well. It certainly seems to apply to Meiser, because that's what the Levi gets. If Aniim are to be taken at face value, then it applies to Meiser Ani as well. The Gemara itself says nothing about, you know, Pidgin Aben. That's something that, what about Zroa L'Chayayim Kevo, other Matnos Kahuna, right? So this is something to investigate. Either way, it's also true, a number of you, Yonatan first mentioned it to me, that, you know, the earliest makar for all of this is Tosefta, which we'll read inside in just a second, and which the reason that he mentioned it to me also provides us with a little bit of a different emphasis. But one of the interesting things about the Tosefta is that it drops Matnas Ani. Now the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in Bechoros, which I'll get to in just a second also, quotes that Tosefta, which is very interesting, although he quotes it with the Aniyim part. So did he have a different girsa on the Tosefta, or was the Rambam simply projecting, right? He says this in Bechoros on the Mishnah, you know, and the Sugya on Chafav Mudeis. So is this the Rambam reading the Tosefta, you know, in light of the Gemara? Or does he really have a different girsa about Aniyim? Some of the Achronim suggest that the word Aniyim in the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos doesn't really mean Aniyim in the sense of Meiser Ani. Rather, it means Kohanim Aniyim, or Leviim, Kohanim Leviim Aniyim, which, if you want to buy that Perush, right, simply not the Pashtus of the Gemara in Bechoros, but if you want to say that's the Pshat in the Art Tosefta doesn't have that girsa. So if you don't want to say the Rambam is projecting the Bavli on the Tosefta, then you know you could go the other way with it. And that is that you know, in light of the Tosefta, we should read the Bavli also as referring to Kohanim Leviim Aniyim, not Kohanim Leviim and Aniyim. What's the idea behind the Aniyim? So this is a pragmatic point, and that's like, who is going to be, you know, Misayeya Bebesa, who's going to be so desperate, you know, to be Misayeya Bebesa Granos? Maybe only like, you know, Kohanim Aniyim and Leviim Aniyim, you know, who feel this, you know, sense of desperation. Yeah.
It works for the translation of the Pirshei Mishnayos that I have on the Bar-Ilan. It has HaKohanim VeHaLeviim HaAniyim.
HaAniyim. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
I think the Achronim more Medayik, by the way, in the Rambam, I think, point to that Girsa.
Sorry, I mean the real Rambam we know in the Rambam Yad Chazaka drops Aniyim as well, and the Chassam Sofer, by the way, has a in the Frankel in the back. You know, he tells you to look at the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in the Dharam on Pei Hei Omid Aleph notes that the Rambam dropped Aniyim, Meiser Ani. Again, the Rambam doesn't have it anywhere in Yad Chazaka. He does have Kohanim. He mentions in Hilchos Trumos. Right? Kohanim and Leviim, he mentions in Hilchos Bechoros, right? Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalit. We'll read the Rambam in just a minute. But nowhere does the Rambam ever mention this in the context of Meiser Ani. So in Yad HaChazaka, but again, he might have just taken a different tack in Yad HaChazaka anyway, as we'll discuss. I think there is a difference between a subtle difference, or the Rambam evolved, let's say, from Pirshei Mishnayos, or changed. Although I think the Derek is the same, that too may be, you know, typical, or something to look out for at least. But the language that I have in this Rambam, Pirshei Mishnayos, you know, which was a matana from the Shir a few years ago, very good, is that, just one second. You say you have it in the Bar-Ilan Ha'aniyim?
I have HaKohanim VeHaLeviim.
Ha'aniyim.
Yeah.
And is that a girsa, or that's a change by Rav Kapach or somebody? It's hard to know. Yeah, that's the girsa that they have. And there's nothing in like parentheses or...
Nothing that I can.
Oh, so interesting. Okay, great. Yeah, the Rambam here, as the girsa that they have here is... 1 second... The Lashona Braisa. Oh, okay. HaKohanim VeHaLeviim HaAniyim. Instead of VeHaAniyim.
Yeah.
Okay. So, HaMisayim. So this is a question about the scope, whether Meiser, again, the Pashtus of the Gemara in Bechoros, is it refers also to Meiser Ani. The Rambam certainly omitted it in Yad HaChazaka. As we say, the Rambam definitely has the word Aniyim even in connection to the Tosefta, which omits it in Pirshei Mishnayos. And the question is whether it's Viho Aniyim, as some read it, or Ho Aniyim. Once you have that, you might redefine the Bechoros as well. Yeah?
Just to clarify, does the Rambam ever mention the Misayim Bebesagranos by Meiser Ophovian, Meiser Rishon?
Well, he mentions, in, I thought in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yadalid, In Nichlus Bechoros, he mentions, one second, am I wrong about that? Aleph Yudalid? Am I wrong? One second. Ain no snimus habachor lekoin lekishi valed, shein zu gedula lekoin. And then he quotes Hilchos Trumos. And then he says, "Ukvar biarnu betrumos shakonim amesayim bebeis agranos and beis amitbach chayim." Oh, here he says only kohanim.
He mentions levim and trumos.
Oh, in trumos he mentions kohanim and levim. Sorry. Yeah. So if you look back in truma, I got them just flipped. That's all. But if you look in Hilchos Trumos, Perikid Beis Halacha Yud Ches, also le kohanim and levim le sayeba beis agranos. Right.
That's referring to Meiser.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, presumably. Now, that bothers me a little bit, because I would have loved for him to drop that, too. But I'm not bothered by it so much. I'll explain in just a minute. Okay, so in terms of the scope of this halakha, just to get back to it. So, A, Daraisa Drabanan, three possibilities. Pure Drabanan, pure Daraisa, again, Akim, or something which touches on a Daraisa, even if the details are Drabanan, that's number one. Number two, the hekef of it, does it include Maiser Ani? Does it include Pidgin Aben? Right, that's the discussion Tosis, and the Rambam, as we know, definitely omits that, and the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by it, so that's the second point. He does include Levium. Again, he doesn't mention Enochus Bechoros, which I think is interesting. He mentions Kohanim, not Levium. Is that because there are just many more cases, and also in Enochus Bechoros, it's talking about Bechor, so that's a Kohen thing. Or is the Rambam a little more comfortable with this in terms of Kahuna rather than Levia? The Pasuk in Malachi, we'll talk about the Pasuk in just a second, refers to Kohanim. Right? That's the, you know, Sifsei Kohen, Yishmeru Das, Pasukim in Malachi, where he's blaming the Kohanim, where, you know, the Navi is blaming the Kohanim for forsaking, you know, their essential duty, you know, as a exemplars and everything else. On the other hand, the pasuk on about chilul, which we'll talk about in a second also, is a tricky pasuk, because that's mostly addressed actually to the Levium. It's addressed to the Levium, right, in the context of giving Trumas Meiser from Meiser Rishon, that it's certainly talked about in those psukim in Bamidbar, and possibly also in terms of the way they conduct themselves, you know, in general, in Meiser Rishon. So the reason that the Mekoros extend to Levim is partially because of the impact of that Pasuk. One is about Kohanim and one is about Levim. Anyways, the scope of this question is interesting. In terms of other things, we all already noted that the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by the Rambam's omission. The Gemara says in Mekoros on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that there is no problem of Kohen Meseyev Beis Agronos for Trumas Chutz Laaretz. The Rambam omitted that in Hilchos Trumos, and the Kesef Mishnah accused him of not holding it and wondered why. The Mishnah Melech points out that the Rambam does hold that way, presumably. I added the presumably, because he doesn't say it explicitly, but he has the parallel case, namely Chalas Chutz Laaretz, in which he says that in Hilchos Bikurim, Parakeh, and you know, but one should be probably subsumed under the other. It's a little bit of a question, I think. How come, since the Gemara says in Bechoros, says this about Truma, Bechutz Laaretz, so why did the Rambam quote it by Chalas Chutz Laaretz and not Trumas Chutz Laaretz? Now, the Kesef Mishnah's question, I still think, remains, albeit in a maybe slightly different way. This, you know, in light of the Mishnah Lamelech's Ha'ara. So we have discussions about, you know, Pidgin Aben, about Maiser Ani, and about Chalas Chutz Laaretz and Trumas Chutz Laaretz. In addition to that, the other evidence that we have requires us just to look at the language of the different Mekoros. So we'll start with the Gemara Mekoros, because that's the Bavli, the authoritative Bavli. But you'll see that again, some of the Mepharshim at least were drawing from the different sources, and then it becomes an interesting exercise to figure out what is Ikar, what is Tafel, what to interpret, what either Machlokes, Adi Paskin, or what is the Ikar source that you interpret, you know, in light of the others, and that's also what I meant by this being a typical, you know, example of that kind of analysis, where you have not so many Makoros, or not such clear. You have few Makoros, and they're all unclear. Put it that way. So here, in the Gemara in Makoros, it's interesting that the context is Ad Kama Yisrael Chayavim Litapel Bibachor. Again, we have limited time, so I'm just going to cut through some of these issues, even as we do it. Is that... And then the Mishnah goes on. That's how the Mishnah gets into this whole question. Bodka, bedaka rather, sorry, shloshim yom, begasa, kamishim yom, bedaka gimul chadashim. Then the Mishnah says, amala koin, betoch hazman, tneuli, areza lo yitnenulo, vim balmumu, amala tneuli, right, mutar, and so on. So the Gemara says about this tneuli, my taima, mepnei shenira, kakoin amasayeya, bebeis agronos. And then they quote Tan Rabbanan, HaKohanim Alevim HaAniim HaMesayim BeBeis HaRoim BeBeis HaGronos BeBeis HaMitbachayim. Right here the Gir says clearly Kohanim Leviim and Aniim Ein Nosnim Lahem Truma Umaiser Bischaron V'mosim Chayim Chilalu or Chilalo V'alein HaKosev Omer Shichasem Bris HaLevi. That's the Pasuk in Malachi, right? The Omer, and then the Pasuk in Bamidbar, as Kodshim in Israel, lo techalalu velo tamusu. Mai the Omer, v'chi tema misa lo toshma, as Kodshim in Israel, lo techalalu velo tamusu. And they were told, v'bikshu chachamim lekonson, v'lios mafrish alem truma, mishalem, v'nema lo konsum, dil ma'asi lafrushim in apatar alachiyu. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on and talks about Tovus Hanam. Okay. So the pre and the post, just very quickly. Is the din that Yisrael is chayavim litapel bibachor, is that in any way related to the iser of koin amasayeya, the beis hagranos? Or is it merely the background, the context of that din? That's the Mishnah wants to tell you that the koin, you know, shouldn't, you know, be this, you know, altruistic, seemingly altruistic, you know, volunteer, but who's really currying favor and lobbying, you know, for his personal, role in all of this. He shouldn't be that, and therefore you need this context, the din, that it's the Kohen, that it's the Bailim's responsibility. The Rambam is Mechadesh, both in Pirush HaMishnayos, even more in a way in Pirush HaMishnayos, and in Yad HaChazaka, that this context is not merely the background, but it is really the same halakha. What's it got to do with anything? Right? What is the So this is where the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in particular takes an important stand, which I think he certainly keeps, but I think he adds to in Mishnah Torah. Litopa litroch bo lisasek bigidulo. V'zelefi shakol matnos kahuna osar losis osam lekoin melech derech gedula v'iskarvus lashem kefisha manikim matanos l'malachim agedolim. V'kvar pirashnu amar yisalo l'moshcha bahem l'gedula. L'fikach l'yitin l'edavar sheyesh ba amal v'lo torach ela dvarim sheinim tunun tipol v'imratza koin l'choach bo so amal kedei l'hakel al b'nei adem b'nesinas amatanos. Ein shomim v'loshna b'raisa. That's when he quotes a Tosefta. Hakohanim alaviim haniim hamesayim. Right. B'toch haroim ubeis hagronos ubeis mitakayim. Ein oslem truma meiser b'scharon. Limasa kein chillo v'aleim makasiv omer and so on. Brisalevi and so on. So the Rambam did an amazing thing here. He took the reisha and made it part of the din or the iser of koin amesayeya. Some of the Achronim were bothered by this. They say, oh, we have different Makoros for, you know, the time period, the requirement of people. Why did the Gemara just say that it's based on Lamash Chol Gedula, like the Rambam says? And the Rambam says this in Yad HaChazaka as well. And he hints at it very strongly in all the places, as we'll see. Why didn't he just do that? So they say, I see in the footnotes here he talks about it. Some people say, oh, the makar is just about the time span, but the din itself is based on the mashkol gedula. But they're bothered by it. Clearly the Rambam here is taking a stand which is maybe even problematic with the formulation of the Gemara. Certainly not obvious, right? But that's, again, where you want to keep your eyes open. And we'll see that for the Rambam, this resha, or it's hard to know which came first, doesn't really matter so much, but this connection, right, is the key to the whole idea of Kohen HaMasayeh. For others, it's just the background. It's just the context. The other thing is what comes after, and that is Tovas Hanah. Does this sugya have anything to do with the issue of Tovas Hanah? If you think that Kohen HaMasayeh Beis HaGranos has to do with commercializing, let's say, Davar Shebikdusha or Chiyuvei Nesina, so it's an interesting issue to connect it to Tovas Hanah, right? Again, the post discussion in the Gemara. You know, can you translate it into money? Right? Is it a commodity, a financial commodity? Or no? Either way, Tovas Hanah, we know Tovas Hanah exists. There's no problem with Tovas Hanah. Tovas Hanah is either mammon or ain't no mammon. But that is the right of the nosein to give it to whoever he wants. In Kohen HaMasayeh, we're talking about, right, the Kohen's lobbying efforts and so on. The relation to Tovas Hanah, right, has, I think, two elements to it. Number one is the question of commercialization and, you know, looking at these things from a monetary point of view or what monetary benefit you can extract from them. That's one part of it. Okay, well, let's leave it at that for the moment. Tovas Hanah, okay, well, this mention has another aspect, and that is the relationship between individual matanos, right, and the competition itself. Those other individual potential recipients, Kohanim in the case of Matnas Kohuna, Leviim, and so on, and the concept of Momen HaShevet, you know, for Kohuna and possibly for Leviya, if that is something that applies. The idea of Tovas Hanah is an interesting foil, if you will, for some of this. And the Yerushalmi speak about Kohen HaMasayeh in the context a lot of Tovas Hanah and the issue of Tovas Hanah. The Yerushalmi in Demak. The other thing to note about the Bavli, in addition to what comes first and what comes after, is the two psukim and the order of the psukim, as Eli correctly pointed out to me yesterday, right? The psukim here are first the one in Malachi and then the one in Bamidbar. The one in Bamidbar is a reinforcement, and also the language. Either way, the Gemara makes it seem like this is a very big deal. Akonim, Alevim, Anim, Hamisayim, Beis Aroim, Beis Agronis, Beis Medechayim. Not just that, it's not a nice thing to do, right? If you'd stop there, that would be enough. You could say, it's really about exploiting your halachic obligations also to pay your debts with. Right? Just like, you know, you shouldn't, you know, you can't, you know, buy a karbonos, you know, chova, you know, from tzedakah money, only from, you know, chulin, you know, so you're not allowed to, you know, pay wages with matnos kahuna that you have to give anyway. That's both a commercialization of it, what we talked a little bit about before, but even more, it's an exploitation of it, right? But what the Gemara is saying here is that's not the main halacha. The main halacha is much more than that, because imosin kein chilalo, and we're, again, something we were discussing yesterday, the diktuk here is a little bit troublesome no matter what you do, I think. Chilalo, chilalu, but chilal has a connotation of chil kedusha of some sort. Ve'aleim ha-kosev omar shichatem bris ha-levi, right? Again, that goes to the bris ha-levi. Sounds like something, shichatem is a harsh word. It's part of the critique in Malachi. It also puts the focus or the onus on the Kohanim themselves, that first makar, and as kachav bnei Yisrael the chaluv lo tamusu, and when the Gemara says my omer v'chitema misa, right, lo toshma as kachav bnei Yisrael the chaluv lo tamusu, so it sounds like there's really a chiv misa. Ubikshu chachamim lekonsam v'lias mafrishin aleim truma, and we also wanted to go further and be mafkia the hafrashas truma in the Yerushalmi in Demai, as the Mefarshim there, some of them note, the Rash, Misir Leon, and others, it sounds like the Yerushalmi thinks that they were mafkia, the Nesina, at least to the Kohen, or the status of Truma and Meiser, maybe even, you know, that you have to be mafresh again. Babli doesn't go that far. Some of the Mefarshim on the Tosefta speak about maybe you shouldn't make a bracha in the Hafrasha. Sounds very, very serious. So the Bali Tosis Alatar, and it sounds, if that's the case, like it's not just about unfair competition within the Shevet, which could have been the Halakha. You can't lobby because our other competitors, nobody should be, you know, unfairly using their wiles or their guiles, you know, to get ahead. Start that. That's offensive to Shevet Kahuna. That's offensive to the rights of other Kohanim. You could have said that. But that shouldn't constitute chilul or avon misa, presumably. So it sounds, unless we think that these are asmachtas and that they don't mean very much, it sounds like it's more than that. There are those who suggest that the basic isra of misayeya, the beis hagranos, is that it undercuts the bris of the mekable matanos. Kohanim for matnos kahuna, levium for Matnos Leviya, maybe even you could say this for Matnos Aniyim, becomes a little more difficult to say, because if you pay somebody, if you give somebody most, you know, Truma or Meiser as part of their Skar Malacha, so it looks like Skar Malacha. It's not Mochiach that you're giving it to them because they're a Kohen or a Levi or even a deserving Ani. Again, the deserving Ani is a little more problematic here, because there's no Shevet Ha'aniyim, obviously. But that's how some of the Mefarshim explain the Easter of Kohen Maseya Beis HaGranos. And that's why they think that the first Pasuk that's quoted is the Pasuk in Malachi. Even though, you know, Vishichatem, you're destroying, you know, the stature and the status of Kahuna, because you're treating this commodity, you know, it's not just that you're, you know, trivializing it or treating it as kulin, it's that you're making oblivious a little bit, you know, the mechayev of matnos kahuna or matnos levia. It looks like it's a skar malacha. But again, it sounds like there's a little more to it. Bali Tosis here are bothered. Lav dafka the lo chashuv beperek hina nesrafim b'had elu shevemisa. Karavu lav on misa, but that's still pretty strong stuff. Karavu lav on misa. The mitzvah eson on the spot in the back says, yeah, even the Balei Tosas, they're not simply saying, you know, that it's a melitza bialma or a guzma bialma, because they really, really think that you would give makas mardus, wow, that you would, you know, kovro bein rishayim, you know, gemurim. Right? That's a pretty harsh onish. And nonetheless, at least the Bali Tosis are mitigating it. Rabbeinu Gershom Alatar, in the other direction, says the opposite. Clearly quoting the Tosefta, which we'll read now as well, he suggests that it's not only chilalo, but that, you know, kvar yotza lechulin. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom on the spot, if I can find it here, just one second. Where is it? Oh, it's on there. Okay. Hotziu atruma v'maisa l'chulin she'ein b'hem din kedusha v'le'yafa asa v'le'yatsu chavasa v'yesh b'davar avon misa. That's pretty harsh. And that's pretty radical. From Rabbeinu Gershom, it would seem that this is really a din in chilul kedusha. Again, it's very hard to explain how this would work, I think, in, or you want to say even chilul kedusha. if it was a din of chilul kedusha exclusively, it would be a little harder to explain, of course, matnos aniyim and even matnos ma'aser rishon. Because ma'aser rishon, you know, as a chefta doesn't have kedusha. Rabbeinu Gershom works a lot better in matnos kahuna. But if then it would be limited to matnos kahuna, which have a status of chefta shel kedusha. And that may be the reason, right, why you might be mechalik between things like pigeon aben. Bechor has kedusha. Truma has kedusha. Trumas meiser has kedusha, if you think that's the pshat in the Levium. But meiser rishon doesn't. Meiser oni certainly doesn't. Pigeon aben doesn't. I mean, the chefta doesn't. So, again, but this is based clearly on the language of the Tosefta, which is the one that they pointed out to me. This is Perikei Tosefta Chafes. Ooh, time's running out. Let me go. I'll get to the punchline in just a minute. Ein podim ma'aser sheni b'mokom ha'yoker k'shar hazol. Ein podim ben Levi b'mokom ha'yoker k'shar hazol. That's Chafes. Sorry, Chaf Gimel. Kohanim ha'levim shehein mas'mesayin b'beis ha'gronos b'ein ha'gronos ein noslem trumas ha'maisers b'scharan. Vim nesanon hare elu chulin shenemar v'eskotcha b'nei shalot t'chalalu kvar hein chulin. The Gra in his Hagos on the Tosefta takes out, aligns it with the Gemara in Bechoros. Okay, he takes out kvar hein chulin, takes out hare elu chulin, just as chilalo. And here it says v'amar shichatem bris halevi afterwards, after the, you know, first chulin, after the Bamidbar, it's a flipped order. Shichas and bris halevi, amr Hashem tzavakos. Yisrael came, amru trumasan ein truma, masroseim einan maisros, v'la odol shebikshu chachamim lekonsum lios peroseim tzrichim lahafresh truma mishalahem. But the first point, which is ein trumasan truma ein masreim maisros, goes beyond the Bavli. Right, it's probably the basis, as is the stronger language for a bit of Gershom. Meaning, if you're going to treat this as a cheft, and you're not going to, whether it's kadosh or not, better if it's kadosh, in my opinion. But basically, if you're not going to treat it as truma or meiser ani, maybe even, if it goes to that, then it is chulin. It doesn't have that status. A remarkable halacha. It sounds like it might be a din d'oraisa, and then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of nesina either. The question is, do you have to do another hafrasha ad kadei kach? And here, if you look at the Shiare Menachos, Perish on the Tosefta, he says, oh, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says in the Gemara that the Shaila is about the Balabatim. Right? Do they have to be Mafrish again? He says, no, I don't think that's the case. The Balabatim certainly have to be Mafrish. That's what the Tosefta says. The question is whether the Kohanim have to be Mafrish, you know, in lieu of this. Point is that it goes very, very far. So my time's almost up. Let me get back to the basic point. I think that there are basically several approaches here. One is based on the idea of the Tosas Rid. And that is that this is a din in the Sina. Tosas Rid says it's a din in the Sina Shalhana. It's really about the Bailim. What I think Yonatan was trying to tell me yesterday was that the Tosefta works out that way nicely as well, but it's also a din of the Bailin, correct? In the Rambam and Pirshu Mishnayis, frankly, it sounds like it's a din in the Bailin. For the Tosas Rid, it's a din in the Nesina Sabailim, that you need a Nesina Shiyesh Bohana of the Makabel. Again, that works very well to explain why Matana Manas Lahachzir is no good, obviously. Something which also wasn't so obvious. If it's a din in the Nesina and so on, so it's about, you know, fulfilling the mitzvah of you know, these hafrashos and nesinos, and to do them in such a manner. The Rambam in Pirshu Mishnayis, his chiddush connecting the resha of the Mishnah to the Seifa, and I say colors what he says in Yad HaChazaka too, although I think in a little bit of a different direction, is that also it sounds like it's a shazid. It's a din in the Nesina Lakohanim that it has to reflect Gedula and Iskarvus Lashem. Kefisha manikim matanos lemalachim gedolim. And then quoting the dinim of lemashcha legedula, which is how you eat or how you spend these matanos. The idea that it should apply also to Leviah is not so simple. Lefikach lo yitein davar sheyesh bo amal velo torach. V'imratz ha-koin l'troach ba'osan ha-amal k'dei l'hakala b'nei adem b'nesinas ha-matanos ein shomen lahem. If you only had Pirshei Mishnayos, you would think, again, that the Ikar is a din in the Nesina, and the Ikar ha-isar is in the Bailim. The koin should not be misayeya the Beis HaGranos, and they shouldn't receive skar, even if the scar of this, even if they do, because that undermines the nesinas habaylim of ligdula and lamashka. So for the Tosfos Riddits, it undermines nesina shelhana, and for the Rambam and Pirshei Mishnayos, it undermines the nesina of ligdula and lamashka. But what they share in common is that it's a din in the nesina itself, and that I say has some support in Tosefta and so on. The second possibility is that this is a din in the competitive Kohanim, or Kohen HaShevet, and the proper way for a Kohen to distinguish himself. The Orach HaShulchan HaAsid has an interesting discussion where he talks about Makirei Kuhuna. He says that in Makirei Kuhuna, maybe there should be no problem of Kohen HaMisayeya, because anyways he's supposed to get it. So there's no nafgamina. If it's a lobbying or ingratiating improperly, and therefore, you know, it's either lo na'im or, more to the point, it's unfair, competitive, you know, kahuna practice, or unfair to Mamon HaShevet, or undermines Mamon HaShevet, whatever. You're always giving to an individual, but you can give to an individual as a representative of Mamon HaShevet, but not if there's unfair competition, then he kind of stands out as an individual. That might be the way to look at this. But then if you have Makirei Kahuna, right, you pretty much neutralize that issue. So it's interesting that the Orach HaShulchan says he's mefak fake about this, but he says, I think that, you know, since the Rambam is quoting Lamashka, Ligdula, he's talking about the Rambam Yana Chazaka, which we'll get to in a second, so it sounds like, you know, the problem isn't, you know, that the wrong Kohen may end up with it, or how this Kohen, you know, tarnishes it by getting it this way. It sounds like the tarnishing is in the, you know, the fact that it's not, you know, ligdula. It's not derech, you know, malachim, and so on. In which case, the fact that he's going to get it is irrelevant. He still shouldn't be, you know, conducting himself in acquiring or accessing this matana in this particular fashion. And that's the maskana that he has. The third possibility is that it's a din in bris kahuna itself. Like, this has to be, especially if you focus on the beginning of the Malachi, and some of the Mefarshim say this. It sounds a little that way, like in Rashi in Erchin, the Chavkesel Beis, and Rashi in Tmura.
I'm sorry, Bobby, we have a class that begins now, actually.
Well, it can't begin now, but it probably could begin at 3.
No,
at
2:50.
Are you teaching post-Pesach?
When does your class end?
I'll try to finish up in, like, a couple minutes. I didn't know that usually we have this room straight and we usually go till 3.
There right, this be is the post-Pesach program that begins today.
Ah,
so.
Okay. So we'll go. We'll right, wrap it up. Yeah. So if it's a din, the third possibility, it's a din in the Cheftza. Short shrift my Rambam, but okay. you know, the idea of treating a Cheftza Shel Kedusha as a schora, kind of, as a commodity, either, you know, for skar or for, you know, just, you know, the unseemly way that people are going about. But I think the real point in the Rambam is that the Rambam Yad HaChazaka, unlike the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, expands on the idea of lamashka legedula. But for him, it's no longer a din in the Nesina, because the Ikar in the Rambam and Trumos and so on is the Isra of the Kohanim. It's the idea that the Kohanim themselves should have a constant state of cognizance that they are eating Mishulchan Gavoa, and that they're Zocha because of their status of Kohanim. So for that, I think you don't need Kedusha Sachefza. This is a kind of a different model of Kedusha. It's the awareness, right, and the, you know, the perspective, which is reflected even on how they, you know, are chosen, But also, Dhramma connects us to, you know, grabbing it, eating it quickly. Other dinim of Moshko L'Gedula. And he makes it in Halacha Yud Tess, in Hilchos Trumos, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Tess. He makes it a din in being Zocha Mishulchan Gavoa and recognizing that that's where this came from. And if that's the case, I think we'd also explain that maybe Pidgin Aben is a very different kind of Matnas Kahuna than that, because it has to do with the... It's more the replacement of the Kohanim for the Bechor than it is, you know, Mishulchan Gavoa, you know, Kazachu. I also think, in light of that, that the difference between Trumas Chutz La'aretz and Chalas Chutz La'aretz could be explained. But I don't want to make that. So we'll talk about 30 seconds tomorrow before we talk about our
Arabic. I found a different Arabic version. I have on the Ojar Khan.